Thursday, the 7th of February. Last Sunday, I exposed the last picture on the film in my camera, and tonight the prints and films came back. They are none too great, as I took them all at f11 and 1/25th of a second, regardless of weather conditions or light and shade. However, though most of them are underexposed, I haven't shifted the camera very often during the taking of them, and I reckon with a little practice, I can get a good picture every time. On the whole, I am satisfied with the results. I must try to get some sort of exposure and aperture calculator, though I notice again that the viewfinder is very misleading as the lens covers a wider range than the finder. Saturday, the 9th of February. This afternoon I took Mum to the premiere where we saw The Man Who Knew Too Much, a great film. It was so good that in one tense moment a good part of the audience clapped at the heroine, a thing I haven't heard since the days of the silent films. The other picture, Mrs. Wiggs of the Cabbage Patch, was also excellent and extremely well acted. It made me pipe my eye once or twice. We had a good stage show too, a man with some performing pigeons, which did some marvellous tricks. As I came home today, I went down to Oxford Street to purchase an Ensign posometer, whereby I can calculate the aperture and exposure needed when I take my photographs. It cost only 1/6, complete with leather case. Sunday the 10th of February. I was determined to have another go at Castle Hedingham today, and setting off at 8:30, I took what I might call the usual route, namely via Havering, Kelvedon Hatch, Blackmoor, Norton Heath, the Willingales and Rodings, High Easter, Felsted, Sailing, Shalford and Gosfield. I reached Sybil Hedingham, which is a large place, at about 2 o'clock and proceeded to my destination. I was disappointed in finding the castle inaccessible, as there are notices up all over the place to the effect that these grounds and the keep are private. I was not disappointed in the castle, as far as I could see it, however. It is a vast building, about 100 feet high, with a turret at each of the four corners. It stands on top of a steep hill overlooking the village and can be seen a long way off. I'd very much like to be allowed to go over it. I couldn't get close enough to it even to get a reasonably good photograph of it. I thought while I was in that direction, I might go and have a look at Little Maplestead Church with its round nave and therefore set off in that direction. It looked exactly as I had expected it, but I did not secure a picture as it was about 3 o'clock and the local children were going into Sunday school, and I do not like taking photographs with a crowd staring at me. This is one of the reasons why I never go inside any church while I'm out on a Sunday. Besides, there may be a service on. Tuesday, the 12th of February. Did some of my construction homework this evening, but the wireless going at the same time is apt to distract one's attention. Saturday, the 16th of February. I took Mum to the Tups this afternoon to see Jimmy Durante in Student Tour, American and Funny, and Leslie Fuller in Lost in the Legion, English and very funny. Friday, the 22nd of February. I took Mum to the premiere to see Ralph Lynn, Gordon Harker and Robertson Hare in Dirty Work, which was very funny, though I did not think it up to their usual standard. The accompanying big picture was silly and daft, but there was a fine silly symphony called The Flying Mouse in colours. It was very smooth in its action, much more so than the last and only coloured cartoon I saw, Father Neptune. We also had another picture of scenes in three villages on the Zuider Zee, whose existence as ports is threatened owing to the draining off of that stretch of water. Tuesday, the 26th of February. I went to see The Count of Monte Cristo at the premiere tonight, but was disappointed. Of course, I realised the tale would have to be abbreviated to an alarming degree to bring it down to ordinary film length, but I was unprepared for such a cutting out as there was in this picture.